The last 3 months were busy for Richard Miltenberger. The benefits consultant stayed up late, worked Saturdays, and ignored some of his regular work responsibilities to help Alaska and four other western states submit applications for federal health cooperative loans by the December 31st deadline. He sums up the amount of time he spent on the project this way.
An embarrassing amount.
When the 400-page applications were finally complete and in the hands of FedEx, the plane broke down in Memphis. A colleague of Miltenberger's had been tracking the packages and was up all night making phone calls.
All the way up the food chain, had somebody get on the plane, get the package off at Memphis, put on a non-Federal Express airplane to get it to D.C. overnight.
He calls the episode comical, but for Miltenberger, the stakes were high. He spent the last 2 years living and breathing health insurance cooperatives. In 2011, he helped Montana file the first health cooperative application under the new health reform law. As a former insurance executive, he immediately saw the appeal of a consumer-owned health plan.
You know, it's very hard to change an existing insurance company. I've been there before, and it's like trying to steer a battleship. It's very hard to change. But if you're starting fresh, you can really do some innovative things.
Health co-ops are nonprofit health insurance companies governed by members. They work with hospitals and medical providers to make sure patients get the best and most cost-effective care. Miltenberger got so excited about the idea, he helped launch the National Alliance of State Health Cooperatives to encourage other states to apply for the federal loans.
And I think we have, in Alaska, probably the best case of any state to start a health cooperative. It's absolutely needed there.
That's because Alaska has high health care costs and limited insurance options. So last fall, with the final deadline for health cooperative applications looming, Miltenberger called up someone he thought could help.
Hi, my name's Lon Wilson. I'm president of the Wilson Agency, located here in Anchorage, Alaska.
Wilson runs an employee benefits company and knows the ins and outs of the health insurance industry in Alaska. And it didn't take long for Miltenberger to convince Wilson that a health cooperative could be one answer to the high cost of health insurance in Alaska.
A new entity, a new venture that's not saddled with legacy costs and high overhead really has an opportunity to kind of come out of the box with something that really could be transformative in our community and really appeal to a certain segment of our population.
So the pair spent 3 months working on the application. They had to incorporate a nonprofit, do a feasibility study, and collect 24 letters of support. Wilson also had to recruit a board of directors. He says he didn't have trouble finding people in Alaska who were excited about the idea.
Healthcare, as we all know, it's all local, right? And having a plan that is formed in Alaska, run by Alaskans, directed by Alaskans for the benefit of Alaskans, in my opinion, is a good thing. It's an alternative. It's not for everybody, but it would be just one more alternative in a small market that has limited choice.
But as it stands now, Alaska won't get the chance to see if a health cooperative could have worked. The state's application miraculously made it to Washington, D.C. on December 31st. But Wilson says the celebrating was short-lived.
Well, the very next day, we learned of the fiscal cliff compromise, if you will, that was passed by the Senate.
The fiscal cliff deal eliminated all funding for health cooperatives that had not yet been approved. That means 24 states will have cooperatives, but 26 states, including Alaska, will not. Miltenberger had to read an email explaining the news 3 times before he could believe it.
It was incredibly disheartening. I mean, almost to the point of tears for me.
Lon Wilson in Alaska took the news a little better, but he thinks that the last-minute deal sets up an unequal situation, with about half the states getting a chance to test health co-ops and half left out. Wilson says it's disappointing.
Without the application even being reviewed, without the opportunity for funding, we'll never know whether or not it could have had an impact on price, quality, or access of healthcare in our state. And that's the unfortunate part about this.
Miltenberger and Wilson aren't giving up, though. They've already been in touch with members of Congress trying to get the funding restored. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.